Andrew, you're here today to hear about the concerns of young people. The main concern of young people is the climate crisis. As science minister, you should understand more than anyone the basis for these concerns. And yet, here you are. You are cozying up to the oil industry while your government is approving hundreds of new oil and gas fields. Why are you doing that? Is it because you accepted $2,500 from Michael Spencer, who's the lead investor in a major oil and gas company? Or does it have anything to do with the fact that your party has accepted 3.5 million pounds from oil and gas companies? Who do you work for, Andy? Who do you work for? We are in the middle of a climate crisis, and yet our science minister is accepting money from oil and gas companies. This is a clear conflict of interest. You need to stop polluting politics. How dare you show up at an event about young people when you're not listening to the concerns of young people? We care about the climate crisis.
So we'll do questions at the end, if that's all right.
The climate crisis.
Thank you. You've made your point. Thank you very much.
Stay and listen. You might learn something.
I think you learned something from the science you claim to be the minister of.
Well, that doesn't seem like the perfect way to engage with the intellectual
Andy.
You were the science minister.
You're not under 35.
You don't seem to be very scientific, Andy, do we?
But the scientific method is listening to all
No, that's not the scientific method. Yeah. No, you don't seem to be very scientific. You've accepted lots of money, haven't you? From climate deniers and environmentalists. You've accepted lots of money, haven't you, Andy? Whose side are you on, Andy?
Come on.
Stop polluting politics, Andy. And the rest of you, for God's sake.
Any more for any more?
Anyone else? Right, should we try that again? So, thank you very much indeed, Adam, for that. I am indeed the science minister.
But Andrew, you're not listening.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Come on!
Here's
exactly
what
you're
coming from.
No wonder that the Conservative government is fossil fuel proponent. The Roe oil field has a similar CO2 output to the 20-year low-income policy.
Thank you very much.
Why are you continuing to
Okay, that's fine. It's just a lot of chatting.
They're hopefully gone. Thank you. If there are any more, please make yourself known immediately. Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay.
Carry on.
Should we try again? We'll try again. Third time lucky. We have an incredibly important agenda, and I think it really.
The IPCC has made it clear. License. Yet here you are lying to us again and again. The Conservatives have taken £3.5 billion from climate deniers, polluters, and oil companies. You are clearly biased. The Tories have had the most, on average, two meetings a week with oil companies. How do you justify this as a science minister? You do not listen to the IPCC. The IPCC has made it clear. This is a
Hang on, hang on. No.
We don't want climate chaos. Listen to us. Stop polluting politics. Andrew, you are polluting politics.
Okay, I believe we have police coming, which is extraordinarily unhelpful.
Stop polluting politics!
Okay. Sorry, Anne.
That's okay. Right, so I hesitate to
say no, we're going to go. How come
that
the largest UK innovation and research
money
is being
adjourned for a bit? I'm not in a hurry.
So guys, let's just pause this for a second.